I'm Grace Richards and I'm Business Development Manager for Not My Beautiful House, which is a community-led shop and gallery and event space in Kingston upon Thames.
When I last spoke to you, you had the premises in Fife Road. Is this your new home?
Yeah, so we've just moved. We're right in the middle of Kingston Market at the moment, which is amazing for footfall. We originally started at an old PC World and now we've moved here. It's a council building and it's a lot more suited to our activity then.
Is that why you wanted to move?
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to move because we didn't get enough footfall in the old space, and obviously with cost of living and everything else, we needed to be able to generate more income to sustain the business. And so we were looking for somewhere closer to the market. And then this was actually our dream building, and then we ended up getting it. So that's great.
And how has the last 18 months been?
So it's been amazing. So we basically stock work from lots of different local businesses and artists. We've made over £100,000 now back to local businesses and artists, which is brilliant. But we have seen sort of, so we have an average spend of customer at the moment, which is about £20, and that used to be around £30. So that's changed quite a lot, and we think that's down to cost of living and people budgeting differently. But yeah, we sell work from over 200 different local businesses.
Would say yes, this is something I'd like to be involved in.
Definitely. So we've had applications from over 600 people, and over 50% of those are successful. So yeah, we stock at the moment 200 different artists, and we have actually seen, we get about, it's up to each artist how much work they bring in, but recently we've seen a bit of a decline in the applications, and we have been wondering whether that's to do with struggles to purchase materials, maybe to do promotion for businesses. Yeah, seen a bit of decline.
If someone's thinking that they'd like to be involved and they'd like to do it, but they are worried about costs, what would your advice be to them?
So our advice would be that you can start really small. So we always encourage people, they can just bring like one, two items in to sell. And we also do have materials here and a lot of workshops going on. So over the next sort of 3 weeks up until Christmas, we've got workshops on making your own Christmas wreaths, making your own Christmas decorations. So you could buy a ticket for one of those and then you can get all the materials included. But we would definitely still encourage people to take part. It's a good way to make money on the side of your job. And it's a good thing that you can do from home. You don't need to have, you know, your own workshop space. And we do all the promotion for you. So in that respect, yeah, I think it's definitely a good thing to do when struggling for money or looking for other sources of income.